The topic today is how civil cases start. We read in the newspapers about a new case that's proceeding to trial, but we often don't know much about how the case actually begins. Cases begin with the filing of a complaint. That is a document that sets out the allegations, the statements that the plaintiff believes to be true, that would support the claim. The complaint can be short or it can be long, but it has to set out the elements of the causes of action of the case. Once the complaint is filed, then that is given to a sheriff or given to a process server to serve upon the other party. That party receives the complaint, hires a lawyer, and the process begins. The process for the defendant in a civil case is then to respond to the allegations in the complaint and, potentially, bring their own counterclaim against the plaintiff in the case and also raise affirmative defenses. The answers to the complaint contain simple responses generally. For example, whether an allegation is admitted or denied, or whether the defendant doesn't know whether the allegation is true or false. It's saying that even if the allegations in the complaint are true, these defenses defeat those claims. And the counterclaim simply is another version of a complaint. It's just the complaint that's brought by the defendant in the case. That's the first step in bringing a case, the complaint, the answer, potentially a counterclaim, and then you move on to the next stage, which is discovery.